This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh my God, happy Friday.
Sarah.
What?
Couple texts just came in. I just wanted to share these with you I could. Sarah, look, when Vincent does a fast fact, don't Vincent me, okay? That's for my mom. Look, when Vince does a fast fact, it is a fact.
You know, there have been enough times that the fast fact, once questioned, falls apart that I want to look at the zebras. That's
925 has texted in. They Googled zebra skin color. It was previous believed that zebras were white animals with black stripes since the zebras have white underbellies. Embryological evidence, however, shows that the animal's background color is black and the white stripes and bellies are additions.
Additions? What color is the skin underneath it? Is it black all the way?
Yeah, Vinny. What color is the skin underneath?
Okay, someone says zebra skin is black.
Yeah, black.
Oh, all right. You know
and
what?
Then we had a zoo.
I wish they gave more facts.
Vinny, what was it? A zebra zookeeper?
Zookeeper here. Zebras are black with white stripes. An equine color is determined by its endpoints. So just like paint horses, I don't know what that's all about. A zebra's base color is determined by its black endpoints.
Endpoints.
The tips of the ears, feet, and muzzle are black.
Yeah, well, okay, great. I accept it. No, not in your face. It's BS, man. I'm looking at the pictures.
Look at me.
No.
I asked them.
Face you and your facts.
I got you.
You did
I got you.
Get me.
I got you.
I don't feel gotten.
You got had.
I asked them, are you really a zookeeper? Where? They wrote back and said, I currently work in San Fran, but I worked zebras and giraffes for 16 years at
all
Oakland.
Right. Then that's, now there is a source that I'll say, all right, fine. But still, I think who cares what I think. Hey, everyone.
And they're going to give me a VIP tour.
Ooh.
I said I'd love a tour.
You get all the stuff.
Yeah.
You know
I love watching
do.
the Clark will to fight.
And it's how, right there, man. It's, like it's she, there. I want to.
It.
I want to keep going.
It.
But I'm
I know you want to look
down.
Stuff up. I want to look stuff up. I want to get this right. I'm going to win this.
Yep. It's just I want to get it right.
Right.
It just, that sounded like hooey to me.
805 zookeeper here. Vinny is correct.
Yeah. Vinny, it's actually not Vinny who's correct. It's the fast fact. But plenty of times those things have been BS. I just question everything, Vinny.
Like when?
I don't know. I can't
name
think of
one.
Get them all for me and I'll go through them. Celebrity trash is right now. Here we go. Forbes, they do all the richest people. You know, they do all the lists of like who made the most money, who should we envy the most, who are the richest sports figures, actors, actresses, just the richest people in the world. Did you hear that Jeff Bezos was the richest man in the world yesterday for about an hour?
It was a stock thing, you're right.
Yeah.
They didn't meet the all the sales
announcements something
were
happened.
Made. They didn't meet their so it didn't.
So now Bill
stock
Gates
went
is
down
the
and right.
Again. Still, though, that's the first time he's been unseated since I can remember them counting
right,
who had the most
yeah.
money. Woo.
If you're Amazon, I don't think you're, or if you're Bezos, I think you're like.
You spit the champagne out of your mouth.
Well, no, I think you probably like your chances of taking that position here very soon
sure.
in a lock.
It does seem like it's headed that way. Mm-hmm. I also saw something that Twitter released their numbers and they got like a net. Zero new users last quarter.
Wow.
Like they were thinking they would get about a million total new users, and it came out to by the time people had jumped off and people were on, it was zero.
Who was this?
Twitter.
Oh, Twitter.
It's not.
Did it say
but
how many they
on
actually
Twitter.
Lost? It seems it like a lot of people jumped off of it.
It didn't. But they, for however many they got, they lost the same exact amount, and it was a net zero.
That's really shocking considering
Twitter's
our president
everywhere.
Tweets daily.
Yeah, maybe that's why everyone's jumping off.
Right.
I've seen enough of that guy. So Forbes, they put out these lists. And last year, there was an upset in the comedians. Like, you know, Jerry Seinfeld's been number one forever, and he was unseated. Mm. So let's see how this year's list goes. At number 10 is someone named Sebastian Maniscalco. The name, I feel like I've heard the name. Guy made $15 million. He's the only newcomer on this year's list. He was boosted by playing over 100 gigs the past year. He says, whatever work would come my way, I just say, book me. Let me go out there. Whatever the gig is, whatever the pay is. It turns out, $15 million worth of pay.
I know. I'm trying to look him up.
What did you say?
Maniscalco. Maniscalco.
I don't recognize him at all.
Yeah. I feel like that's a name I've heard. Maybe because I watch a lot of Comedy Central. Maybe mm-hmm. I've seen something about him on there.
Something tells me this guy's hook is he's Italian.
Maniscalco.
Well, you look at him.
Yeah,
you go,
and he's pretty tan,
too. Okay. Got it.
Sarah, someone had texted in. What did they say?
GTL, is that what they call it?
The gym Italian tan guy? Laundry.
Yeah, this guy looks right out of
Jersey Shore,
and I can hear him saying, and then my mom made me eat more macaroni.
510 says, we know it isn't Scott Caputo on that list. Ha ha ha, Caputo.
Oh, poor Scott.
Poor Scott.
Yep. Jeff Dunham, he's a puppet guy, right?
Yes. Yep. He's actually coming to town pretty soon.
He is number 9 on this list. He made $15.5 million last year.
Which he's like worth $100 million.
Yeah. He does a Vegas thing, right?
Yeah.
Ventriloquist Terry Fader is number 8 on the list. Two puppeteers mm-hmm. on this list. $18.5 million that guy made last year. Jim Gaffigan made $30 million. He's in 7th place. Kevin Hart mm-hmm. made $32 million. He was last year's number 1.
He's down then, he's huh?
He made $32 million.
Was his tour last year?
Right. Although I feel like it trailed into this year. You know what, though? This is probably, don't they do like a May to May thing from Forbes?
Yeah, that's
so it's not
right.
necessarily all of 2016 or all of 2017. I think it's literally whatever ended last month or something. So he, let's see, last year. They don't say what he made last year, but he was number 1 last year.
Chappelle should be up since
Chappelle's in there.
Okay.
So, let's see. Kevin Hart's number 6. Amy Schumer.
Oh.
I think she was the first time a woman ever cracked the top 10 was last year when whatever she made last year, they don't have last year's results. But she's the only woman in the top 10 this year too. So, $37 million and she's at number 5. Dave Chappelle's number 4. He made $47 million.
Well, those Netflix shows are excellent.
Mm. How many are there?
I still haven't gone back to see the second one, but
the first one
was excellent.
Louis C.K. made $52 million.
Get out of here!
$52 million.
Good for him. Well, he's got a couple shows, right?
He does. I used to watch the whatever his. I can't even remember the. Here's Louis. Yeah, was it just called Louis?
Just Louis, maybe.
And I loved that show.
He's very funny.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff happening. Chris Rock made $57 million, and he's in 2nd place. And number 1, back to the top, it's Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh.
About $70 million.
All right.
And that's, that's Seinfeld money. That's mm-hmm. I'm sure that rolls in. And they say he makes great money off that comedians in cars getting coffee.
What? With sponsors? Or how does he make money?
I have no idea how you make money on the internet.
I don't know if that's subscription or sponsors, but I'm sure he brings in a lot of regular viewers.
Yep. Mm. They're saying that Kevin Hart ended Jerry Seinfeld's 10-year run at the top by earning more than twice what Jerry had earned last year. So he made in the $100 million range. I guess he took this year off. He only made $32
million. He's not that for me, but I think there are certain comedians or people in general, and maybe we're even people in others' lives like this, but when you see someone, you just want to watch them and feel comfortable, like feels like your buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I know I watched... somehow Birdcage was on my TV last night.
Oh, I love that movie.
And there's Robin, and I just was like,
I love
that movie. I
gotta
watch this for a few minutes. And then I went, oh yeah, Ally McBeal's in this.
Oh, is she Calista?
She plays the daughter of the senator or whatever that guy is.
Gene Hackman's daughter.
She's the
super young?
She's
so young.
Well, 20-something, right? Isn't she the fiance of their son?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that movie so much. It's just so charming. And Hank Azaria is just wildly
right.
hilarious.
But I just saw Robin and went, oh, I got to stay here for a few minutes. So maybe that Seinfeld is probably that for a lot of people.
Sure.
They just want to watch him.
Yep,
doesn't matter what he's doing.
Consistently funny, and I enjoy him very much.
Hey, do you...
I looked over here to see Hooman, but he's here in the room with us.
So this guy, Sebastian Maniscalco, he had a really popular viral video that was on Facebook for a while about when your doorbell rings today as opposed to 20 years ago.
Oh, I remember that one.
Do you want to hear a little bit of this guy?
Sure.
He is the
number 10 earner for comedians. I would love to hear what I'm missing. Like, who the hell could be? What is it? So, what are they going to sell me?
It's like, how rude. Who drops by
who
your house?
No one. What, you don't have a text machine?
Definitely not voting for you.
Hello?
Right. You were right. That guy definitely has a joke that ends with the punchline, then my mom made me eat more macaroni.
Right.
That is so funny. Yeah. Oh, my God. Good for him. $15 million.
Sure.
I love, there's nothing like going to a great comedy show.
Yep.
Some person stands on a stage and for 45 minutes makes you laugh. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing else like that. It's probably you say it all the time, it's got to be the hardest job, but it's got to be the best when it's going well. I love, like, Proops. Oh, my God, that guy kills.
Just remember Hooman ran in and said, this guy's had a huge thing on Facebook. That's what Capurro needs. He's got to just get a viral video. He's got to have someone tape a show.
Yep.
Put it on Facebook.
Find
one of his
clips.
Crushing segments on Jesus or whatever.
No, won't go.
Not on Jesus.
Yeah, not the Jesus.
Political
stay away
and
from
not Jesus.
Whatever.
All he does, political and Jesus.
And nothing Edson. I've seen enough.
Maybe he just doesn't have that thing.
You don't think
maybe he's never done anything really
it's
that
past
good.
Him.
Well,
okay.
As good as this guy Sebastian?
You know what's so funny about that? It's stupid. It's not even funny. That's like a total truth. And that's why it's so funny.
So this guy has got at least 7 or 8 videos at
the
that
kids
level.
Slide up to the door because they're wearing
He's
socks.
Right.
It's so true. That's how you got around your house when you were a kid. Got to have my socks on. How am I going
to
get anywhere?
That's what Capurro needs to
do.
Yeah,
you're right.
That's his next thing is he's got to just get a viral video, some video, put it up.
We'll let him know when he comes
I
in.
I watch this
what
comedian.
Do.
I don't even pay attention to comedians that often. Because I really actually think there aren't that many great ones. But this dude, I hit play on him and he was talking about how everyone's outraged and all the people who are offended. And he just nailed it. Like he nailed the sentiment and it was funny and it was just...
Who is it?
I don't know his name and I wish I should find it because it was us. It was anything we would say. It's like,
right. What
is this? Offended doesn't kill you. What happened to sticks and stones? Don't break. You know, he was just going. He just nailed it. It was perfect.
I like that. What did happen to sticks and stones?
Well, so get Capurro to do a viral video. There you go.
Yeah, that's we need to talk to him. We need to let him know.
Well, you
our
tell
advice.
Him. I'm not going to tell him.
Do you remember? I don't know. A month ago, 2 months ago, this chick broke into Drake's house and they found her in there. And she was like sitting in the kitchen, like I don't know, surrounded by empty Sprite cans. Like she was like the thirsty burglar. Or whatever, she's just sucking down Sprite at his house, drinking all his water.
Did she think that she was going to date him or something?
Yeah, well, of course.
All right.
Isn't that why you break into a celebrity's home and don't steal? You just wait for him?
Right.
Well, I was thirsty while I was waiting for you.
Well, if you're not going to steal their whatever expensive stuff.
Right, their bling.
Yeah.
Which you know Drake has some.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his thirsty burglar's back. She just made another attempt to enter his Hidden Hills mansion. And then she went off on the cops and wound up getting pepper sprayed. So not a good day.
Was he there?
No, he wasn't even there. 24-year-old woman. She previously was busted at his house drinking his beverages. There's an overhead of his house, too. You know, Hooman, I can't see the bridge in here. Did he get rid of his bridge? Hooman?
Hooman.
Hooman's not listening.
Oh.
But I know he cares deeply about the bridge.
We're talking about Drake, and she was asking about his bridge.
Like, it looks like he might have gotten rid of his bridge.
That's a shame.
Although, maybe it's to this island in the middle of his pool lake. He's got quite the spread, man. Huge, huge tennis court. I mean, it's exactly what you think. It's like a, you know, it's the barrel tile roof, sprawling mansion with the tennis court and the grotto style.
He's been
pool.
On the charts nonstop for the last 5 years.
What's he worth?
I don't know, but it's got to be a lot.
She's 24. She's been busted at his house before. She was back yesterday morning. She told security, I'm on the list.
He's worth $150 million.
Oh, that's, of course he's got a bridge. It's in this. It's probably a disappearing bridge. It's only there when he's there. So the guard said, beat it. You're not on the list. And she refused. And then they called the cops and she spit at them. And then as she was trying to, I guess, reload her mouth with another saliva bomb, they blasted her with pepper spray and arrested her for trespassing and assault.
Yeah, that's not something you do to people.
No. Oh, April. She was arrested at his house. They actually, his people called and said, give her a break, let her out.
After, oh, really?
After the Sprite incident. Yeah, they said, let's not have any, just, it's fine.
And she this broke time? In.
And this time she spit at cops, so it's going to be up to the cops whether or not this goes much further. She didn't make it all the way to his house, yeah?
Dr. Dre is the number one on the list right now. He's basically $150 million away from being a billionaire.
Yeah. So is Drake in the top 10?
No, there are a lot of people above him. He's number 17.
Mm. Well, I'm sure he'll work his way up. Do you want to? Here's the overhead shot. Can you see the bridge? I can't make it out. It might be to that circular disc that's in the middle of that pond pool that he's got. Could that be it? The tiny
is
little
huge.
Dude,
yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Well, his cheek is kind of blocking some stuff. In this picture,
that's TMZ's put his face next to his gorgeous mansion.
Hard to say. What? Who wants a tennis court?
People who play tennis.
What an incredible waste of space! Look at that. You think? Let me ask you a question.
You don't have to water it once it's in.
Do you think Drake has ever played one time?
Yes. Yeah.
You do.
I do. Even if he doesn't play tennis,
sure.
Yeah.
10 times, probably not.
Even if he isn't a tennis player, if the house has a tennis court. You keep the tennis court and you maintain it because there's going to be someone who wants a Hidden Hills mansion with a tennis court.
The only thing...
It's a status symbol.
That's sure. good about this tennis court is you got a nice flat surface to build a skateboard ramp
I
on.
I was just
there's
thinking
no
that.
Purpose
People use them for everything.
Thing.
Or basketball, I
sure,
guess.
Sure, you can play basketball or, sure. on it. You can ride your skateboard on there. Teach your kid
court.
To ride your bike on there.
Sure. Hey, Vinny, people are texting in. The guy's name is Steve Hughes and the video is called I Was Offended.
That's it.
Oh.
Steve Hughes. I don't know that. I didn't know the name, but that's he keeps.
We should
I was offended.
Him.
That's I'm offended. And he goes, so what? He's just got the perfect.
He looks like a Jesus dude. Long hair.
Oh, yeah. Man bun?
No man bun, just long ratted out hair.
What's his last name?
Hughes.
Okay. Yeah.
Send me a link to that, Yuzi.
Okay.
All right. We need to take a break. What's coming up in the news?
Oh, boy. I started looking for something and screwed up my whole... Oh, here it is. The message in the bottle story that I never got to last break. Also, pumpkin spice is starting to show up, everyone.
Oh. It's July.
Here comes fall.
It's too soon. Radio.com. Radio.com. Hey, Hooman.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Hooman.
Surprise.
If you go to the Alice973
we sorry.
Instagram, Vinny referenced this yesterday. If you go to the Alice973 website, radioalice.com, and click around, you can find some incredible pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And we found one yesterday of Vinny and Yuzette from 2012, the Halloween party.
I got to have a look at this.
It's, Yuzette looks just dangerous. Vinny looks overjoyed.
She is actually somewhat dangerous.
Yeah. but we just wanted to, first of all, say happy Friday.
You didn't post the picture I sent you?
I sent him a couple pictures.
I put two.
I'll go to the next one. Do you see the next one?
There's two pictures.
We wanted to get you as Magnum PI in there. I mean, hello.
Oh, is that the one you put? Oh, God.
Oh, that.
You look incredible, Vinny.
How about the second one? Do you like the second picture, Vinny?
Let me see. Yes, that's the one.
That's the one
that I was sent.
So if you go to radioalice.com,
they're both great.
Yeah, if you go to radioalice.com, you can just click around and find great pictures like this. Put a smile on your face, and thanks to our dear buddy George, for helping us with this picture.
And yes, that's a real mustache, everyone. I grew it for the costume.
Yep,
I loved the costume.
That's called commitment, Vinny.
Yeah. That was probably my favorite costume you've ever worn.
Oh, I know. That was absolutely great.
Yeah.
The Hawaiian shirt.
I can't believe that was 5 years ago.
Was it 5 years?
2012.
Oh, it was 12.
Yeah.
All right.
Where does the time go? We've already done this rant.
Right.
The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART to get a new jump on summer and a healthier you.
All right.
So the headline today is the health bill repeal has failed. So I don't know if that means they'll finally stop trying or if this just stays in the news as they continue to try and repeal Obamacare. But it didn't happen yesterday.
Right. Despite them bringing, in fact, John McCain voted no on it.
Right. Yeah.
Boy, that guy, they just yanked him out of the hospital. He's got like open cut on his forehead. I mean, come on, let the guy have a moment to convalesce. He's got brain cancer. Leave him alone.
You know, whether you like the guy or not, he's a badass.
He
was a
John
dude
McCain.
Who was in...
don't love his politics all the time, but I think he's great.
He was a POW.
Yeah.
For like 5 years.
Mm-hmm. And I think didn't even have a chance to leave and didn't.
Well, because his dad was someone, I can't remember.
Higher up in the military.
Yeah. And then they were gonna give him back.
Right.
And he said, I'm staying with my men.
Right.
And he doesn't have use of one of his arms because they hung him from his arms. Anyway, so I'm sure he went, yeah, I'm coming in for the vote.
Right.
I'll do it.
Screw you, brain cancer.
Here's some nonsense for you.
Okay. Happy Friday.
So, the old message in a bottle.
Yes.
You put
you ever do that as a kid? Litter into the ocean for the class or something?
No,
you know,
I don't think I ever did.
I don't think I would have either. I mean, I do think you do stuff as a class sometimes that maybe, but I don't think our class would have ever asked us to, you know, write notes.
The beach cleanup is a big deal.
Right.
Our class did it.
Yeah, my class did it too when I was a kid.
Oh, so you did. You made notes and put them in bottles
and tossed them.
Ever hear back?
No. Never heard. I don't think anybody heard back either, but that was the whole point.
Yeah.
It was also, you know, we were studying the ocean and we were wondering where these things would wind up if any of them got found. I don't remember any of them getting found.
Yeah.
Because they asked you to contact the class and...
But then they always tell you that story, hey, you know, several years ago, a girl in Australia contacted one of our people and it works. This
You'd
works.
You always hear that.
Well, a 49-year-old guy in the UK named Craig Sullivan lost his wife to cancer about a year and a half ago, and he's finally ready to start dating again. Is that too soon?
Year and a half? No.
Did you ever see the story about Patton Oswalt that he's already engaged to be married and his wife had just passed away less than a year ago? Maybe a year ago.
The internet was upset.
Oh my God, the internet was on fire with hate for the guy. It was
like,
crazy.
Leave him alone.
That's so, you know, he's the first one to light somebody up too. When I always see Patton Oswalt comments
Twitter.
Anything anybody does, he's all over them. And so it's funny that he's like, what's his rush?
Well, that's it. So he lost his wife, and I guess...
Did they have a little girl or something?
Yes, he has a daughter, and a year later, or just over a year later, he announces that he's getting remarried to this lady and makes the announcement on the internet, and people are like, how could you... And then someone went and looked up the posts.
Mm-hmm.
That's the new woman?
Meredith.
That's the new wife?
Yeah.
Someone went and looked up the post and they said, like, 3 months ago you posted that you haven't taken your ring off because you can't bear to live without, you know, so they were really, you know, the internet, they can find stuff.
Yeah.
And they did. Anyway, so I don't know whether a year and a half is too soon or not, but Craig Sullivan's ready to date again, so he came up with a romantic way to find dates. He filled 2,000 glass bottles with letters that said he was looking for love.
That's a lot.
That's littering. You know how you mentioned the littering?
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this month, he started driving around to different beaches and tossing them in the ocean. He was hoping they'd wash up all over the world and women would get in touch with him and he might find some romantic new love.
Right.
Unfortunately, most of the bottles washed up on beaches in the UK, including the same ones he threw from them. So he was basically littering, as you mentioned.
Did the police call him and say, yo, it's 11 pounds for littering?
Dozens of people who found bottles got in touch with him, and mostly because they said, you are littering.
Yeah.
One woman found 30 bottles on a single beach.
That's funny, though. You find the first one, you're like, oh, this will imagine that.
She had...
On the 30th one, you're just like, holy crap, I need to go get a garbage bag to carry
these things. Well, and this woman had the same concern any of us beachgoers would, which is glass on the beach, dude. What's wrong with you?
Not great. True. Not a good idea.
He also tossed a bunch in a river right near a salmon breeding ground, so...
Oh, come on, dude. 2,000 of them. You're desperate.
Is that a bad-looking guy?
He ended up abandoning the idea after he realized he's messing with the ecosystem.
Yeah.
We don't know if he tossed the full 2,000 or abandoned the plan
right away
as people got in touch with him. Good news is, though, a few women have gotten in touch with him and he has a few dates lined up. So it might work out after all.
Well, it is a very romantic way to have met.
Well, sure.
But the fact is, you know, you got to throw the one that if you pepper the beaches of the world with litter that says, I'm desperate for love, please call me. Eventually you hit one person. But I mean, if it was meant to be, it's one bottle and you take it out into the middle of the ocean and you drop
The story eventually comes out that you threw 2,000.
It's like, oh.
It's not as romantic.
It's less romantic. Your dad's a litter bug.
Right.
And we met when I found some of his litter that had his name and number on it.
Today is July 28th. Summer's almost over.
What it's only halfway done.
Well, look, signs of fall are here. Football.
And
there's the Raiders on the front page of the Sporting Green, everyone. Mm-hmm. Football training camp has begun. Mm-hmm. There's Jack Del Rio, everyone, with a giant mouth of chew. Yuck. Boy, he's wishing he didn't get that picture taken. There's nothing grosser than chew, right?
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting.
I mean, I'd rather smoke than have that...
That's dripping tobacco juice in your mouth.
My old sponsor in Oregon chewed, and he would just swallow the stuff. He'd been chewing for so long.
Doesn't it just make you sick?
Oh, yeah. Right? Well, it didn't to him anymore. Yeah. But what's grosser, I guess, swallowing it or having a cup of spit in your hand?
They're both super gross.
Yeah.
I say I'll take option C, just not do it.
Anyway, back to fall almost being here. Football training camp has begun and pumpkin spice foods are already here.
It's too early for pumpkin spice. September 1st should be the cutoff for pumpkin spice, right?
I don't know. What does pumpkin spice mean?
Pumpkin pie. It's fall.
It's fall.
Yeah,
it's
Thanksgiving.
The horn of plenty. The
Halloween.
Potpourri.
Oh, God. The best part of the year is just coming up. Oh, it's so great.
It's just coming up so fast. I feel like I just got done with Christmas.
Here's a couple fast facts. You can't argue, Sarah.
Okay, well, we'll see if I can't or not, because I probably can.
When Eggos were invented in 1953, they were called froffles.
Froffles?
Did you say Eggos?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like frothy waffles?
Frozen waffles.
I like it.
Froffles.
Froffles.
But people started calling them Eggos because they tasted kind of eggy.
They do taste kind of eggy.
And within 2 years, that became the name.
Huh.
They changed them from froffles to Eggos because they tasted eggy.
Lego my Eggo. It's a solid tagline.
The reason the Violent Femmes broke up, you know the Violent Femmes.
Yeah.
Every college campus around the country has overplayed Blister in the Sun, right?
Yep. But as soon as it comes on, everyone goes, oh my God, it's on the sun!
Wendy's used their song Blister in the Sun in an ad in 2007. The members of the group got into a huge fight about it. One wound up suing the other, and they disbanded 2 years later over
Wendy's use of it. It was time for them to break up. I mean, it's really, that was the song, guys. Off you go. On your way.
My mother. Right?
No. It goes, when I'm a walking, I turn my stuff and I'm so strung out.
Human's back to play a song for us.
Let me go on like a blister in the sun. Let me go on. Big hands, I know you're the one. All right.
There you go.
I just sang it. You don't even need to play it. I mean, I just did the whole thing.
Don't say that. Just listen to it anyway.
Crank it up. Okay, everybody, it's Friday. It's party time. All the college kids are like, yay! And by college kids, I mean everyone who ever went to college. Oh, yeah, that mama. That's in there. Like a blister in the sun, let me go.
This is their hit, everyone.
Yep.
And it broke them up.
But are they back together? Because it says here they're playing at the Mountain Winery on Sunday here in Saratoga.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what happens.
Mark that down on the fast facts that aren't true.
It's in the news. It's in the news all the time. You stop being a rock star and you go, you know what was really fun? Being a rock star.
Right. Yeah.
I think I'm going back to that.
Yep. What was I complaining about again? I can't really remember. Was it the money?
Yeah, let's bury that hatchet because anything's better than going to work every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or hanging out here with my
but
family.
But this is fun.
Right. Oh, man. All right, I'll move on.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you like it? You want
to
keep
this
going?
This is it. This is your part.
To check you out. Hello, my God!
All right, you can't help yourself.
Big
hands, I know you're the one. Okay, we've had enough.
Wait, let's yank that.
Please.
That was fun.
Is your foot the same size as your forearm?
I have no idea. Should I find out?
That's the question.
Find out.
Let's find out right now.
So same one of the things, forearm? Your forearm actually
my
is
forearm's the bigger, I'm going to say.
Than your foot?
Yep, much bigger. Measuring from the elbow.
I can't speak for women's waists, because I don't actually know how that works. Waist, hips, that whole thing. Mm-hmm. But for men, if you aren't carrying any weight, your forearm is the same as your hips.
Hmm.
So
what do you mean? Where? From where to where? Across
your hips. Yeah.
Hips?
So we used to be able to, this was when I worked in retail at surf shops. You could determine someone's waist size by putting the shorts around their elbow to their palm and you'd know what would fit them.
Oh. Interesting.
If, so, they had
if
any,
you were skinny.
If any body fat would change that. But
that's a good approximation.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. So did you say yes? Because the answer is yes.
Yeah.
All right.
The answer to what is yes?
Your foot and your forearm are basically the same.
Where are we measuring the forearm? Because my forearm is 2 inches longer than my foot.
You don't know that.
Just held them up together.
No, yeah, you're not doing it right.
Well, where am I supposed to do it from?
First the zebra, now this. It's
right
it's right below your wrist and right after or right before your elbow.
Oh,
it's that
area. I don't know if I can get my foot up there.
Yeah, you can do it.
Push it.
Hey,
help her.
Socks.
Push her leg up.
Feel the back of that.
No, I know these. I use those when I run.
Push it into my elbow.
Yeah, push her legs.
I don't want to hear something break.
Nothing's going to break.
Yeah, just push it. Force it.
You get over there and force
I'm
it.
I'm busy.
Okay, from crook of the elbow to the wrist, maybe, but I was measuring from
the... Why don't you just do it this way?
Do it what way?
Like this.
I can't do that. Oh, that.
Cross your leg across.
I see. Don't use the ones on the same side. What an idiot I am. Yeah. I'm trying to put my right foot on my right arm.
I sit down and go, wait a minute. Why is she doing it backwards?
Yeah.
What is that?
You know what?
That's funny.
What?
It's
don't dispute the facts. You want another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your tongue has its own unique print, just like your fingerprints.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Sure.
Did you know your wingspan is basically the size of your height?
Oh, really? Tip to tip?
Tip to tip, yeah. Basically.
Oh.
What do you mean basically?
Basically means it's not.
Yeah. Right. No, it means it is. Right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Oh, okay. I have one.
I'm so glad Sarah had that one fantastic, perfect peach. I've had two such experiences, once with a pineapple a few years back and once with a watermelon when I was 15.
Oh.
Such a wonderful and rare treat.
Yes.
This person remembers their perfect fruit experiences.
Well, I mean, they're a big deal then.
Are
they're
the
perfect fruit? I actually, it's funny because I ate that peach yesterday. I pulled it off a tree. It was hot from the sun, juiciest, most perfect piece of fruit I've ever eaten. And I remember the last perfect peach I had. It was when I was in 11th grade with my friend Tracy Wass, and we were riding our horses. And I lived in a pretty rural area, and there's this place called Smith Farm. And we stopped there with our horses, and the peaches were humongous. I was like, I'm getting a peach. So we bought two peaches, and we ate them, and I just couldn't, I could not believe the juicy, sun-filled flavor. And that's it. I don't remember my perfect watermelon. Don't you remember any, like, perfect piece of fruit you ever ate?
No.
You can't think of, like, you ate some pineapple, you were like, oh, my God.
Well, yeah, I've had pineapple in Hawaii
but you don't
and gone,
have
wow,
an,
this is really
an
good.
Experience.
It's actually better than pineapple in California.
Mm. I had a perfect avocado this morning. Is that a fruit?
It is a fruit.
Okay.
Yeah, but will you remember it in 6 months against all the other avocados?
Absolutely not.
It was
right,
such a remarkably good. It's about finding something that is remarkable in its goodness, and you remember the situation.
Did you eat the other half of the avocado I gave you yesterday?
I did not, Hooman. It's in the fridge right now.
God.
I'm so sorry.
God.
You know when old people tell a story and they can actually name dates and times?
Yeah.
I think I'm torn between being in awe of them, like that person. You hear sometimes sportscasters will say, oh, yeah, I was calling this game. I remember that. And they do the whole.
They have such a clear memory
and
of it.
I'm torn between being in awe and thinking, you are a BS artist. You're just telling a lie and pushing it out there with
it enthusiasm. Might be a lie, but I think they believe it.
Well, whatever. The point is, I'm torn between that person just made that up. The perfect watermelon when I was 15.
I think I remember that. Really? You find one. Like, if the circumstances are right and, like, it's kind of a remarkable day and then you remember this whole thing, I buy that.
You don't think that person's friends are like, oh, here we go with the perfect watermelon again. Really?
No, people got to have their stories, Ben.
All right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And actually, we'll be right back with your chance at front row John Mayer tickets.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.